We've got Hugh in the studio. Is it Hugh Griffiths?
That's it, yeah.
And you are from New Close Cricket Club.
I am indeed. I'm the communications officer. That's right. Why it's me that's here.
Ah, right, okay. So I would imagine there's not much cricket going on at the moment, then?
Not in this country, and certainly not at New Close. We're sort of up to our ankles in water at the moment, and we're starting again in April.
So I'd imagine you're putting all the little stuff together now. I know it's probably the slack months, but I would imagine this is where all the hard work begins, isn't it?
Yeah, if you get everything in and under cover, all the things like sight screens and pitch covers and those sort of things that are out in the elements, you want to get them indoors or out the wind in the case of sight screens. That's something that we're up to at the moment. Then building a new sight screen for next season and building new things for next season to improve the ground.
Now you're going to shock us now, because you're going to tell us how long New Close Cricket Club has actually been in that position.
It was established as New Close County Cricket Ground as a charity in 2009, or rather it was opened in 2009 by Mike Gatting as a result of efforts from Brian Gardner, who sadly died earlier this year. But Brian set up the ground in the years leading up to 2009, so he was working on it for a couple of years before that, and then cricket started in earnest, as they say.
Crikey, so it's been there about 6 years then?
Yeah, and wow. Ventnor Cricket Club play their first 11 league matches there every other Saturday during the cricket season.
Brilliant. How wonderful was that? But I'm shocked. I thought it was a couple of years. Six.
No, I can remember that Mick and I were members to start with.
Really? They kicked you out, Dame Shirley.
They went to
a couple of things, but I'm not one for cricket, you know, but Mick likes it.
Well, I think it's a wonderful place to go, because it's kind of out in the sticks a little bit. Do you know what I mean? It's not. It's easy to get to. It's not too far out, but it's away from the town. Does that benefit you?
Yes, it does. And there's good car parking there. Once you're parked your car and you're around the front of the pavilion, you get a view that is nothing like the one you expect. You're looking at trees, you're looking up at the hills.
You don't pay to park in there either, do you?
Please don't interrupt me, Dame Shirley.
It's all right, she was telling
us about the parking. Sorry, she thinks because she's a dame, she could just interrupt anybody, Hugh.
Yeah.
So this period of, there's no cricket and getting rid of the water and so on and so forth, what do you actually do behind the scenes then?
Well, we've recently appointed a general manager for events and hospitality. In other words, we're now dealing in-house with the catering, and so you can hire the pavilion bar, which has got a splendid view of the cricket ground. You can hire that for your parties, for your Christmas do's, for conferences, meetings, that sort of thing. So Alison Baxter is our general manager there. So there's an open day coming up soon. That's advertised in the county press, I believe, this weekend. So any time anybody's passing, if the gates are open, call in and see us, and you'll find out what we're offering in the way of menus and functions. That's what keeps us going, not only during the winter, but that provides the funding to keep us going during the summer as well.
So you have to have all these other strings to your bow as well, then, to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're Manchester United, you don't just open on a match day, do you?
No, that's
You know, they've got business there the whole week round. And I think any sports ground you go to these days, whether it's big or small, if they've got a pavilion, if they've got a bar, they're looking to use it on non-match days as much as match days.
So are you busy at the moment? Do you need someone to sort of say, hey, look, we need some bookings for the month of December?
Yeah. I mean, Christmas is a time when people have parties at work. If you have a 50th birthday party coming up, anything personal or seasonal, it's the ideal position, really. It's centre of the island. So whether you're a business or an individual, call in, see Alison, or phone us up, and we'll give you details of menus.
Rooms are available then?
Indeed.
So just say, for instance, if I was looking for wife number three and we were having a big do, we could come to New Close then?
Yeah, I'd suggest you join the IPs for that.
Is there a website we can check out?
Yes, newclose.org.
That's it, is it? Newclose.org, that's easy enough.
Well, if you just Google Newclose, you'll get there.
Okay, and how long have you actually been involved with them? Have you been there since the start?
No, I retired from Sussex County Cricket Club, where I was the chief executive, until 2006. And then about a year or two later, I came to the Isle of Wight, had the good fortune then to meet Brian Gardner, who was the man who put his money and effort and vision into creating the ground, and who, as I said earlier, died last January. So we follow on very much in the spirit of Brian, keeping the ground going. Anyway, I've been there probably about 3 or 4 years, helping develop the business, and still play a bit of cricket. I cut the grass on the outfield in the summer. I'm a volunteer and just enjoying my retirement.
How wonderful. It's busy. How wonderful. But it must be such a lovely feeling to watch it grow. You know, from there it is, there's the seed, there's the thought, there's the idea. And, you know, you talk of your friend there, and no longer here, but you must have that feeling of he's here with you.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. And he's sitting on my shoulder every day, approving or disapproving of the things that are going on. Unfortunately, his son, Martin Gardner, has taken over as chairman of trustees, because it is a charity. And Martin, despite not being a great cricket fan, is really keen to maintain what his father put in motion.
That must be a lovely thing. It must be a really, really lovely feeling. Every time I drive by, I get that sense of it looks nice and neat and tidy from the outside, but it's a place that I've never ever been. But you've been there, Dame Shirley.
Yes, it's lovely, and I think I've seen you on your mower.
Yeah,
I'm sure I have.
One of the problems is that the gates are so impressive that you look at it and you think, oh, it looks like a private club.
Yeah.
You know, if you were driving past Wentworth Golf Course, you wouldn't just pop in and see what was going on there. Neither would you do that at Lord's. Whereas once you get through those gates, park up, if the gates are open, anybody can drive in, anybody can park there and have a look round. Everybody's welcome. I think we've almost been too professional in creating the image of a quality cricket ground.
Right.
And that could deter people. So don't be put off by the metal gates. If they're open, come in.
Okay.
Come and see us.
So next time my wife says to me, where should we go for something to eat? We can actually just drive in certain times of the day.
It's not open day-to-day licensing hours like a pub would be. It's particularly there for events. So if you want to call in to see somebody, to book an event, to book a party, by all means do that.
Okay.
I think there are plans afoot, and this is down to Alison, who's recently taken over as general manager, to open up for coffee mornings, you know, coffee and tea, that sort of thing.
Brilliant.
And then that will be advertised, there'll be a sign outside.
Excellent.
Look out for the signs outside. I think that's the clue.
Okay, so you mentioned events. I mean, you must have some events lined up for next year. What big events are we looking at?
Well, in terms of cricket, MCC have a team called the MCC Young Cricketers. Now, they're not a professional county first 11, as per Hampshire or Sussex, but they compete in the first-class counties second 11 championship. Now, that's a mouthful. What it really means is that MCC Young Cricketers are young professional cricketers. They're the sort of cricketers that were Ian Botham 30 or 40 years ago, and they're on their way up. And we've had the likes of Adam Hose, who's a local Isle of Wight guy, who's now playing for Somerset. He played for MCC Young Cricketers. They're based at Lord's. They come around the country to play their games, and they played against Hampshire second 11 last year. So really, our main cricket matches are county second 11 matches. Every other week in the summer, Ventnor Cricket Club play there. The gates are open. Anybody can come in and watch them. As far as events are concerned, well, there's a lot of wedding receptions and that sort of thing that are booked for the summer.
Sure.
During which time we erect a huge marquee, which is there for anything up to 300 people, which can be hired by anybody for a big gathering, business or personal. Those are the things that will be happening next summer. Yeah.
Okay. Well, excellent. Would it be fair to say that you're putting island cricket under the microscope a little bit here, and improving people's chances of making it into full time professional cricket?
Well, certainly, because I mentioned Ventnor Cricket Club. There are other cricket clubs on the island. I'm a member of Ryde Cricket Club, and they develop young players here. And if you take a shining example, besides Adam Hose, there's a lad, an Ireland guy called Danny Briggs. Now, Danny came up through the Ventnor youth team. He then obviously played for their first 11, got spotted by Hampshire, signed as a professional cricketer for Hampshire. He's played for England in One Day Internationals and 2020 Internationals, and he's now transferred to my old county at Sussex. So, you know, he's the shining example. He's the role model that all Ireland young cricketers should be following.
Brilliant. So it is. It's promising, and there's you know, in a good few years' time, we'll be able to see everybody will be able to see how well you've done, but how important you know, your role is, not just you, but the actual club itself as well. So congratulations on that. It's brilliant.
There's another thing I must say, that the Isle of Wight Cricket Board, who are established as a wing, if you like, of the England and Wales Cricket Board, they're based at our ground. The Isle of Wight Cricket Board organise youth cricket, club cricket, cricket for boys, girls, disability 11s even, and so those are the other cricket games that are going on at our ground. They're not all league games, and in fact we've got New Close Cricket Club, which is just a friendly cricket club, which has all sorts of levels of ability, even including my own. I'll be in my 70th year next year, and I'll be playing for New Close in friendly matches, and there'll be others that'll be 17 down to 13 playing for us.
How's your knees?
Pretty good, actually. I've not played a huge amount of cricket. I've been more a cricket administrator than a cricket player, and played at a very humble level of local cricket in Buckinghamshire, Sussex, and now the Isle of Wight. Wow. So my knees are all right.
Oh, good.
My eyes are okay.
You're lucky.
That's brilliant. Hey, look, really, really nice to meet you, and good luck with everything. Anything we can do, just shout, and give my regards to Ali. I think Ali used to, I think she was linked with Newport Football Club.
She was, yes, that's right.
And we were there broadcasting for a very short period of time, and she was very helpful in us being there broadcasting. Yeah. So I know she's going to do a terrific job for you.
Yeah, well, come and see us sometime and do a live broadcast from there.
Brilliant, sounds great. And,
thank you.
We could sort out wife number three and sort out the wedding there as well. lovely to meet you. Have a lovely day.